The following is a discourse by Sri Srimad Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, courtesy of www.gopalju.org.
Sachiputra matra surupam rupam tasyagrada murupuri mathurin goshthavati tasya pradidakrupaya sri gurum tam namami namam vishnum padaya Vishnu Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Deshatarini Manshakalpadarubhyo Kripasindhubhyo Patidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Naman Namo Namo Mahavadanyayo Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnayo Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gaura Tuise Namo Namo Brahmani Devayo Govrahmani Hitayo Cho Yagadhitayo Krishnayo Govindayo Naman Namo He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesho Gopika Kanto Radha Kanto Namastuti Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhi Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusuti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahayo Himavu Dibhyo Chavishundarayo Tasmai Mahaprema Rasapradayo Chaitanya Chandrayo Namaste Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram. Sri Chaitanya Chandraya Namaha. Let us speak now English. By the causeless mercy of my most revered spiritual master, Sri Srimadesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj, I have gotten this opportunity for these 2 days to have your association and to hear your heartfelt homages. I've gotten this opportunity and good fortune. Getting this, I think myself very fortunate. I am very, very fallen, most degraded, but you have said so many things glorifying me, but I am not worthy of it, and it is not my due. It's all due to my revered spiritual master, Sri Srimadesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj. So I accept all this thing on his behalf and offer it to him. By the mercy of previous acharyas, gurus, I have gotten this good fortune of association of yours. And I have gotten the opportunity to remember their mercy and to chant their glories. The arrangements you have made for these 2 days, it's known as Vyas Puja. Vyas Puja means Puja Vyas Dev or Puja Gurudev. Generally it goes on by this name. But on the 50th appearance of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada Maharaj, for the first time the Vyas Puja was observed. And from that day it has been continuing. here said, Vyaspuja means all the puja of all Gaudiya Acharyas. So what is real Vyaspuja? It is said here in the words of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. It is not the puja of Vyasadeva or the puja of Krishna or Gaura Sundar or Guru Puja. It is not real Vyaspuja. Real Vyaspuja is the puja of all Gaudiya Acharyas. We get a mantra or see a mantra in this Bhakti Vinodhara about Vyaspuja. That is like this. Sri Damodara Swarup Rupa Sanatana Raghunatha Sri Jiva Bhatta Juga Krishna Das Kaviradadi Srimad Bhakti Vinoda Srimad Gaura Kishwara Das Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Padanta Sarvebhyo Gurubhye Namaha. Whatever the Gaudiya Siddhantas we have gotten, they are all the gifts of our previous acharyas and gurus. They are transcendental leaders. They are mercy. We should remember. If you won't do it, it will be a great offense. We should discuss their gifts to this whole world. And if we do not observe the appearance day of such great Vaishnava Acharyas, it will be a great offense. Their appearance and their disappearance days give us opportunity to glorify them, to remember them, and to speak about them. If you won't do, if we will be indifferent towards it, it will be great injustice. So for these 2 days, you offer Guru Puja. First of all, we have to understand who is the Guru. In Pranam Mantra to Gurudev, we see Aunga Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakhyur Manitam Jenam Tasmai Sri Guru Venama. That means that great personalities who being causelessly merciful tries to deliver me from this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence is Guru. And what is the dense darkness, jnanandhakar, dense darkness, ignorance, what is that? Srila Kaviraj Goswami, in language of Srila Kaviraj Goswami, it is said, Ajnanatamira naam koye koitava dharmartha kampancha adiye isava tarmadya muktivancha koitava pradhan jahoite krishna bhakti hoyantar dhyan. Srila Kaviraj Goswami says, this is koitava, this is cheating, that the desire for dharma artha kam mokhya. Dharmartha kama and muktivancha, desire for liberation, this is the greatest kaitava cheating. If somebody has these things in subtle corner of his heart, he cannot get Krishna bhakti. So these are there in our heart, in a recess of our heart, in a very subtle kind of, may not be in gross form, but in a very subtle form, it is there. As long as it is there, we cannot develop pure Krishna bhakti. We cannot enter into the loving kingdom, kingdom of love of Sriman Mahaprabhu, Prema Purushottama Sriman Mahaprabhu. If we are serious, and we are very eager and serious enough to enter into that kingdom of love of Sriman Mahaprabhu, Prema Purushottama Sriman Mahaprabhu, first of all, we have to dispel this darkness of ignorance prevailing in our heart. And who can do it? For this, mercy is required. And Mahaprabhu is merciful incarnation, and he has unlimited mercy, always showering on his dear devotees. Guru Pada Padma is his chief devotee. Mahabhagavata, and whatever he says, it's Grantha Bhagavata. So daily we have to associate it through Bhagavatas. Grantha Bhagavata and Bhakta Bhagavata. They are all our gurus. And that they have given us instruction without duplicity. Completely give up duplicity from your heart and serve them. This is niskapata seva. Service without duplicity. If you will be rendering service with duplicity, you cannot get their mercy at all. You will get banchona, cheating. So, if we are serious to dispel this darkness, ignorance prevailing in the core of our heart, the precondition is to give up asatsanga or dusanga. Understand my language? And what is that dusanga? What is asatsanga? So, what is dusanga? Srimad Bhagavatam says, 11th canto, 26th chapter, 26th verse says, Tata dusangam srujya sasu sajjet buddhiman santayavasya chindanti mano vyasanga mukti bhi. If you want to have the association of sadhus, first of all you have to give up dusanga. Understand dusanga? Association, where it takes place? It takes place in the mind. It takes place in the platform of desires. As long as there are these other desires, desires for material enjoyment, desires for material liberation, desires for getting yogic perfection, desire for getting name, fame, adoration, you cannot have pure association of the sadhus. If we won't go anywhere, sit in a place, still you'll have dusanga. As for example, the sobari muni entered into the water, stayed there for thousands of years, still he had dusanga. In our mind, hundreds, thousands of desires are there. So they are giving all dusanga to us. Are these very pleasing to Krishna? Are these very pleasing to Guru and Gauranga, Guru and Vaishnava? Certainly not. Kaviraj Goswami has said, দুসঙ্গ কহিয়ে কৈতব আত্মবঞ্চনা কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি বিনা অন্য কামনা দিস ইজ দুসঙ্গ দ্যাট মিন্স নট টু হ্যাভ দি ডিজায়ার টু গেট কৃষ্ণ অ্যান্ড কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি দ্যাট ইজ দুসঙ্গ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড ইফ উই ওয়ান্ট থিঙ্ক অফ দি প্লেজার অ্যান্ড হ্যাপিনেস অফ কৃষ্ণ আর কৃষ্ণ ভক্ত দেন দুসঙ্গ দের ইজ দুসঙ্গ ইন সচ হার্ট অর মাইন্ড নোবডি ক্যান অফার লভিং সার্ভিস টু ভক্ত ভাগবত অ্যান্ড শাস্ত্র ভাগবত হি ক্যানট হ্যাভ the association of these two Bhagavatas. Guru Pahapadva is very heavy. Guru means heavy, very grave. We cannot approach. We cannot approach him. If fortunately we approach or we have the association of Guru, there will be no sansar at all, no maya sansar or material sansar. There will be no contamination in the mind or heart. All contaminations, all duplicity, all other desires will be destroyed. Think of very deeply. Inquire yourself. In your mind you inquire, have you really approached Guru? Have you really entered into his heart? Has he really showered his mercy on us? If he really casts his merciful glance on us, there will be no dusanga at all. We are only posing, that artificial posing, that we are surrendered, but really not surrendered. Therefore, we cannot see the real form of Guru. We cannot enter into the heart of Guru. Brahmanda Brahmite Ko Bhagyovana Jivo Guru Krishna Prasadipai Bhakti Lata Bijo Guru Krishna Prasadipai Bhakti Lata Bijo Brahmanda Brahmite Kon Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasadipai Bhakti Lata Bijo Wandering in lots of Brahmanda's universes, some fortunate jiva gets the seed of bhakti creeper by the mercy of Guru Krishna. The seed of bhakti lata is Shraddha. Wandering in lots of Brahmanda's, this seed is not available, Shraddha is not available. But by the mercy, by the will of a sadhu, it is very easily available. When Gurudev, being merciful, showers his causeless mercy unto us, and if he wants to make his all-beautiful Shyama Sundar Krishna appear in any body's heart by his will. Krishna appears. But who gets it? Those who are very fortunate, Bhagyavan. Only if those who are Bhagyavan, they get it. Those who are very humble, those are very serious, those are unflinching faith in Hari, Guru, Vaishnava, those are very eager, crying in their heart how to render loving service and to Hari, Guru, Vaishnava, how to give them pleasure, they get such opportunity. Naisang mati stavad urukamangri sprasati anartha bhagamadadartha mahiyasang padarodo hisekam niskinchananang nabunita javad Srimad Bhagavatam 7th canto 5th chapter 32 verse says the mercy of Mahat, a Mahatma is the sole requirement of getting Shraddha, Rati, Prema. Somebody may be elevated to the position of Brahma, but he cannot get it. He cannot get it, but by the mercy of Sadhu, Mahatma, Vaishnava, it is very easily available. Those who bathe by the dust of Sadhu Mahatmas, they very easily get it. By the mercy of such previous acharyas and gurus, we have gotten to understand it. Today, I offer my worship to all these gurus. I don't know if I can be able to have such rarely achieved vastu, whether it will be available in my life or not, I don't know. But I have great hope for it. For these 2 days, spending your very valuable time, you have arranged this Guru Puja. But as a friend, I am telling you, I have many flaws in me. That's a fact. But we have all come here. Becoming attracted towards the all transcendental qualities of Guru Pada Padma. All these gurus, they are great rich people. Rich is Krishna Prima Dhana. And the purpose is to how to get that wealth. Krishna Prima Dhana. This is our purpose. For these 2 days, you have spoken a lot about me, such fallen soul, glorified in so many ways. I think, indirectly, you are telling me that I will be endowed with such qualities, but I am lacking. Therefore, with folded hands, I, with bowing my head, I pray to you all that how can I offer such puja? I am not guru. I am a guru, non-guru. Guru means heavy, but I am laghu, light. Who is light, who is laghu? How can he have the opportunity of seeing Guru? But whatever mercy I have gotten, from the lotus feet of my guru, whatever adhikar I have, I am trying my best to serve those gurus. But I want your help, your love and affection. Your help is my all asset. I always want from you. Many people have doubt in Guru. If you have doubt, you cannot make advancement at all. Sansayatma vinasyati, he'll perish, Gita says. If there is doubt, that's not bhakti. The doubt, the criticism is not bhakti. All these things are not in bhakti. In bhakti there is only sevya sevaka darshan, to see sevya. The person or the supreme person that is to be served, and sevaka the servant. Who is real guru, he never says, I am guru. He says everybody, Jiveshwarupa hai Krishna Nitya Das. He sees this swarup, that all are servants of Krishna. So, it is not anything material, not in material platform, it is possible at all. Who has no such darshans, no such vision, is guru. We get Bhagavan through him, therefore he is guru. If guru thinks he is guru, he is not guru. He is guru, he is a quadruped, an animal, four-legged animal. I am a dust of the lotus feet of my guru. This is Shishya Abhiman. I have no worth, no qualification to become guru. I have no desire to become guru. But my guru says, accept disciples, give them training, collect your followers, train them. You should have your own men. Otherwise, how can you do this project? How can you manage? He told me again and again. He said, under your leadership, this project will be done. At that time I said, oh my dear Srila Prabhupada, Gurudev, I don't want to be head, I want to be tail. But my Gurudev said, no, I want. You become guru, you accept disciple. To accept disciple means to be in a very, very dangerous situation. Very, very dangerous situation. I tell you this thing. I am in a very, very dangerous situation. There is nobody in this world as dangerous situation as I am. With folded hands, I request you one and all. This Gurudeva's desire that I will be in a such a dangerous position, then he will be happy. For the pleasure of Guru and Gauranga, I accepted this dangerous position. I accepted this dangerous position for their pleasure. But all of you should give protection to me. To accept disciple means to collect the follower for this missionary work, to increase the number of followers for this missionary work. It's not that occupy the position of guru or sit in that asana of guru. That's not required. Gopi guru, guru Ballava, Lord of Guru, Guru Nath is Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says to Gopinath, Kemani sodhiva more, O Gopinath, how can you cleanse me? You cleanse me. I always remain a disciple. One who is my guru, he always thinks he is the disciple of his guru. This is his abhiman. I am the dust at the lotus feet of my guru. Who is my guru? He always thinks he is the dust of lotus feet of his guru. This is abhiman. I cannot sit in the equal, same asana with you. I am your servant. Let my heart be only saturated with this mood of servitorship. This is Shishya's disciple's prayer. One should not think and tell oneself guru. Remain eternally a disciple. If someone wants to see guru, to see his guruship, if someone develops such greed, then he should understand that he should remain always a disciple. Always remain under his strict discipline. Unless you remain under strict discipline, you cannot have the darshan of guru at all. Shishya doesn't mean just to pose, just to have some garments. That's not shishya. Shishya means who gives always opportunity to guru to inflict discipline on him, strict discipline. He is shishya. One who is guru, he is always day and night, 24 hours engaged in giving all enjoyment and happiness to Krishna, to his guru and Gauranga. And always he inflicts his strict discipline on his disciples. Who cannot be a shishya? In Ananta Sanghita we'll find akrutyebhyo nivarjasya guru sikhya sahisnava evam bhuta parityajya shishyate nopakalpitaha. He cannot be a shishya who is incorrigible. Very impossible to correct him who is not prepared to accept guru's strict discipline gladly. He cannot be shishya, he should be rejected. Ananta Sanghita says, what is the duty of a shishya? What a such shishya, true disciple, should do? Vishnu Smriti says, na gurur priyam kurja tarita pirito piva nava manne tad vakyam na priyam hi samasarit na acharya sa priyam kurja pranairapi dhanirapi karmana manasa vacha sojati paramangati. This is such shishya. Though in many ways is persecuted by guru, harassed by guru, still he won't think ill of guru. He won't do such thing which is give distress and very pain to guru. He'll never, instead of unpleasant faith in the words of guru, he should not disregard the guru's words at any time. He should not act in that way which will be very painful to guru. by his body, mind and speech, by his life, by his whole wealth, asset, who is always engaged, loving service of Guru, giving all pleasure to Guru, he gets supreme abode of Krishna. Therefore, his sishya, his real sishya, who always gives opportunity, he always gives Guru the opportunity to inflict discipline on him. Sādhimāṁ tvaṁ prapannam. I surrender unto you. Please inflict discipline on me. Please purify me by inflicting discipline on me. When this mentality is there, then you really surrender. Then comes seva, service and inquiry, pariprasana. If there is no true surrender, there will be no inquiry at all, and there will be no service at all. These three things, pranipata, pariprasana, seva, simultaneously rise. If you do this like that, then you will be a real disciple, and you can follow your Guru, and you can have the real darshan, the surup darshan of Guru, and there will be no laghu darshan. You must have Guru darshan, understand? If this mentality one develops, then if there are some contamination in his heart or mind, it will be immediately vanished. Then that sishya, his true sishya, disciple, will be able to get that valuable wealth, rarely achievable wealth, which is there in the heart of Guru. My heart was a dry desert, but my Guru, showering causeless mercy on me, he saw the seed of bhakti lata in such heart, desert-like heart, by his mercy, growing and bearing flowers and fruit. I have no strength at all, no capability at all. I am a worm in this hole. I have no capability at all to glorify such glorious deeds and qualities of my Guru. Still, getting your love, affection and association, whatever aroused in my heart, I expressed it. Please excuse me. You should, chhatra means, that is in Sanskrit, chhatra, chhatra, student. Achadayati chhatra. Student always covers up the bad things of Guru. That is chhatra. Achadayati chhatra. Only see the good things. He said, the Ganges water looks muddy, there are bubbles, but it's transcendental pure. Not at all muddy, but apparently it looks muddy and bubbles. So the instruction is, don't see that mud and bubbles in Ganges water. And it is transparently pure because it has emanated from the lotus feet of Lord Hari. Similarly, sadhu, Vaishnava, Guru is always in transcendental position. It is our defective vision that we see sometimes some fault in them. It is our defective vision. We are conditioned souls. So as it is instruction not to see the mud and bubbles in Gyaneshwara, similarly, not to see of this flaws which is apparent only in Sadhu, Guru, Vaishnavas. So, this is my request to you all. I have many flaws, many defects, but you should not see all these things. If you can, just accept the essence and excuse my flaws, defects, then that will be your great love and affection for me. Thank you very much.
La Gaur Govinda Goswami Maharaj, Srila Gurudev ki
jai. La Prabhupada ji Maharaj ki jai. Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki jai.
Obe he no supa, lavya ye rango, budato ho yi vina po. Obe he no supa. Tomorrow for Una Saro, Jojo Tabi Tabi, Kitu Nai Pai. Pe kya hoti na guru dev kripa bindu diya aur ye ida se kripa bindu diya aur ye ida se na pe kya hoti na guru dev kripa bindu diya sakala sani Balo diya karo, jamani siya hi na. Sakalo prahami, balo diya karo, jamani siya hi na. Obehe na kuta, laviya e janna, dato ho yibe na to. Obehe na kuta. Tomorrow for Una Garo, Jojo Tabi Tare, Kitunai Pai, Tomorrow Una Garo, Oruna Oile, Kanya Kanya, Pranana Raki Boharo, Oruna Oile, Kanya Kanya, Pranana Raki Boharo, Oruna Oile, Kanya Kanya, Pranana Raki Boharo.
Vishnupad Maharaj ki jai. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraj Gajanate Sivaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraj Gajanate Bhakti Siddhanta Saswati Goswami Prabhupada Maharaj ki Ananta Koti Vaishnanda ki jai. Namatajya Sri Haridas Thakur ki Prince Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Vadadra Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda ki jai. Radha Krishna Gopinatha Kunda Shyam Kunda Girigavardhan ki jai. Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Mathura Dham ki jai. Jagannath Puri Dham ki jai. Mayapur Nadvi Dham ki jai. Ganga Mai ki jai. Janmai ki jai. Tulsi Devi ki jai. Bhakti Devi ki jai. Srimati Radharani ki jai. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Prabhupada Maharaj ki Subhavribhava Didhi ki jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Sri Srimadesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj ki Subhavribhava Didhi ki jai. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vinda ki jai. Gaur Pramanandi Hariri Go. All glory to assembled devotees. All glory to assembled devotees. All glory to assembled devotees. All glory to Sri Guru Sri Gauran. Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale. Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini. Namaste Sarasati Devam Gauravani Prachari. Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Pasatya Deshatari. Namo Mahavadanyayo Krishna Prima Pradayati. Krishnayo Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gauratuise Namo. Namo Brahmani Devaya Gauramhani Dayacha. Jagaditaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpati. Gopesho Gopika Kanto Radha Kanto Namastuti. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhi Vrindavaneswari. Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya. Vancha Kalapataruvesho Kripa Sindhu Vivasho. Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namannama. Namo Mahavadanyayo Krishna Prema Padayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gauratvise Namo. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Poor Govind, they are objecting. They want to build a temple in Puri, they don't want here. But I said, no, I'll do it here. And they cannot stay here. They have problems. They will come and go. But they will help you. So you have to do it. You have to stay here, you have to do it. So he put me on my head, this project. And he had also expressed his desire that time this will be one of the best ISKCON temples in the world. Bhaktavan Chakalpataru Bhagavan Bhaktada Ichakuruti Krishnatap Grand Kardin. Whatever is their devotee desires, immediately Krishna grants it. How is it? Nobody was coming here out of the way place. Now so many heavy rock. Yesterday you see, so many 80,000, 90,000 people came here. How it is? Because of this Mahatma's mercy. He stayed here, he dust fell here. Therefore, this place turned into a great tirtha. Yes. Krishna attracts, all attractive is your devotee. also as attractive as Krishna. Yes. Because he has carried Krishna in his heart. So many people attracted now from all parts of the world. Devotees are attracted to this place. How he had vision, who could see this thing. So now, this is all the mercy, godless mercy of our revered spiritual master, Sri Srimati Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj. Otherwise, how could have been done? Wonderful. And this Krishna Balaram Mandir, ISKCON Mandir, is expanding now. It's expanding. Yes. You cannot imagine how it's expanding. And this gives you opportunity to serve Krishna, to serve his dear devotee Srila Prabhupada. If you can take part in this expansion of this Krishna Balaram temple of Bhubaneswar, when Lord Ramchandra built that bridge over the great ocean to go to Lanka, even a squirrel helped. Tiny squirrel helped. According to his capacity, and he got the blessings. So whatever your capacity, you please help. In this expansion of Krishna Balaram Mandir Bhubaneswar, they will get the mercy of the Samahatma, Mahajana Sadhu, dear devotee, Krishna, dear devotee of Jagannath, dear devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thereby, will get the mercy of Jagannath and Mahaprabhu, Krishna, and your life will be successful. It's such a golden opportunity is available for you. You understand? One is a sane man, sober person, intelligent and wise, who can understand this thing, will jump up. Yes, let me go and help the project. Do you understand? But one is a dull-headed person, maybe say, in other words, an insane, mad fellow, mad after materialistic enjoyment, he cannot understand it. Otherwise, a sane man, sober man, wise, intelligent man will come forward. And this Prabhupada centennial celebration is going on. 96 is the last year and it's going on. And this, in this, during this period, such golden opportunity has been available to you. So I request one and all to take part in the glorification of such a dear devotee of Mahaprabhu, such a dear devotee of Jagannath, Krishna, Jivir, Vaishnavar Gunagan Karile Jivir Tran. I had already said, if you glorify a Vaishnav, the devotee of the Lord, thereby Krishna will be very much pleased and get the mercy of Krishna. Very easily you'll be delivered. It's a very easy process of deliverance. All sadhu, mahas and gurus, they say so. That means time has now come. During this period, all of us should try and inspire others also. How to glorify Prabhupada, how to spread his message. Look and corner of the world. Yes. Thereby our life will be successful and will get all blessings and mercy, Srila Prabhupada and Supreme Lord. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai. Prabhupada Maharaj ki amar kirti ki jai. Prabhupada Maharaj ki amar bani ki jai. Prabhupada Maharaj ki Krishna Balaram Mandir ki jai. Prabhupada Maharaj ki bhakta sishya prasishya gana ki jai. Gaur Premanandi. Jaya jaya madhava daite rade jaya jaya Radhe jaya jaya madhav daite
Radhe jaya jaya madhav daite
Gokula taruni mandala maite
Gokula taruni mandala maite
Gokula taruni mandala maite
Gokula taruni mandala maite.
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Karuna Ankuru Mai Yodhuna Parite Tarani Mandala Maite Gokula Tarani Mandala Maite
Gokula Tarani Mandala
Maite Gokula Tarani Mandala Maite
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Radhe Radhe Jaya Radhe
Go, go, go. ಕಾಕೆ ಚಿರಮಾಡಿರ.